This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever to representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 13, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Got more news than I'll be able to cover. Mind-blowing news. I mean, just unbelievable where we find ourselves at today. Today, I've got some Tucker Carlson I'm going to be playing. I've got some Kevin Alfred Strom we're going to be playing. We're going to talk about Trump and the citizenship, Epstein, and the completely woke Paul Craig Roberts. I've got a couple articles from him. He has, I interviewed him back. I know one was in 2010. So I've interviewed him several times, haven't in a long time. But boy, his message is a lot different than it used to be. it's really interesting when you see someone like this. I've read his work for 11 years, probably. I'm not sure. But he's come, he has smelt the coffee, something that a large segment of society needs to do if they haven't done yet. So I got a lot to cover. Next week, first hour, we're going to be discussing survival. I'm here to tell you, when I sit back and I do the broadcast and I wonder if anybody's listening and I field a few email, which usually the hate mail outnumbers the positive email these days for whatever reason. But bringing up the subject of spending an hour maybe once a month discussing survival. Art Off the Grid is going to be joining me 9:30 to 10. He's going to be talking about farming, living off the land, whatever he wants to share with us. He's actually done this. I think it'll be really interesting to have our own. I'm going to be talking about how you can buy property, self-contract, do all these things yourself, maybe a little bit of information about how you go about if you need to draw a site plan, if you need to get permits, how you can self-contract. I've done it several times, and you can do it all yourself, but it is, they try to make it a little bit overwhelming. I think it'll be interesting, but my point is, the emails have come out of the woodwork. I mean, I thought, wow, to bring up the subject, to get this much response is, I wouldn't have thought it. I mean, and some people don't do it. I think this is a good idea. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it next week. We'll see how it goes. I will appreciate your response afterwards. I want to give the listening audience what they want. Of course, that's why I do this. But I was really surprised at the amount of response, yay and nay, on adding an hour a week to that. So enough said on that. The Epstein this week. Here's the thing. No one can figure out where Epstein got these billions of dollars. And I've got the stories here, and it's just in case I don't have time. Acosta, Ann Coulter wrote a great article, and actually it was the Palm Beach State Attorney, Barry Krishner, and that's K-R-I-S-C-H-E-R, that actually put together and ramrodded this sweetheart deal. They don't mention him at all while they've thrown Acosta under the bus. None of them. Matters to me. I think the timing of this, though, bringing this about now after they had, fair and square whitewashed this whole thing. I mean, Epstein was only going, he was getting out of jail all day or prison all day and just going at night. I mean, the whole thing's wild. But it was Barry Krishner, I guess is how you'd pronounce that, That was actually the string puller, and Acosta is just the head that rolled. Whatever, but no one can seem to put their finger on how Epstein made these billions of dollars. I submit to you, I said this when I looked into this a long time ago, he's a Mossad agent. He was given this money probably by the from all of the foreign aid given to Israel. And then his job was to do just what he done, which was to set up blackmail against high-ranking elitist. And that's what I think actually is the whole deal. I've got the story. Hopefully we'll have time to. He's got a very weird temple on his island, a very weird temple. Well, I'd like to get into talking about that, but we'll see. We got a lot to cover. I'm not going to spend any time on Tommy Robinson. We all know that's not his real name. We all know he's a big Zionist. But he got 9 months in jail again this week for contempt of court. Really? For? You know, I don't know. I don't trust this whole situation. I find it odd. But, you know, Ungreat Britain is just so self-destructive and into their demographic suicidal mission full-fledged. But he's really going to jail for being a citizen journalist. But I'm not a fan, so I'm not going to waste. I just wanted to get that in quickly because I do feel a tad bit pushed for time. This is the news that won't be on the evening news. If it's on the evening news, I sure haven't seen it, and I don't think I've missed the cuckold any this week. How about this? This is the Daily Mail UK. Of course, you know you got to get your reporting outside the country. The FBI is investigating a secret society of tattooed deputies in East Los Angeles dubbed, you guessed it, wait for it, the Banditos, who allegedly used gang-like tactics to recruit young Latino police officers into their fold. Oh, they're being culturally enriched some more. The Banditos, who brand themselves with matching tattoos of a skeleton wearing a sombrero, how Christian, bandolier with a pistol, are accused of beating and harassing young police officers who rebuff them. Investigators are looking into claims that new members of the gang are required to commit criminal acts to prove their loyalty, such as planting evidence or writing false incident reports. An LA Times probe suggests. Now, I'm just reading this verbatim. This is your police department now, after this influx of mass legal and illegal immigration into Los Angeles. No reporting of this. And this is not breaking news. They've known about this for a year. Yeah. According to reports from anonymous police officers, the group has a gang-like hierarchy and may even have rival gangs within the department, which numbers around 10,000 law enforcement officials. How about that? The anonymous informants claim the Bandito leaders control key elements of the station, including choosing whether backup is dispatched during dangerous calls. The deputies say Bandito leaders also enforce illegal arrest quotas and carry out other forms of harassment. How about that? Now, you know, if the police are constantly being accused of racism for arresting too many blacks and browns, they may just end up having to arrest more whites to combat claims that they're racist. This is what the quotas will look like in the very near future. That's according to Andrew Anglin. Such is the growth of the gangs that investigators are looking into the possibility of there being rival gangs within the state, including one called the Reapers in South LA and another dubbed the Spartans and Regulators in the Century Station. The investigation represents another black eye for a police force plagued with accusations of corruption and criminality dating back to 2011. The FBI investigation appears to have been initiated after a group of deputies filed a lawsuit against the county accusing sheriff's officials are failing to tackle a hostile atmosphere in the East LA station. In one instance, it is alleged four Banditos harassed a rookie, and when the other deputy stepped in, they were punched, kicked, and choked unconscious, the legal files claim. There are people, you know, stomped on, being choked out. It was just crazy, crazy to believe they're all cops, one deputy told Eyewitness News. The lawsuit implicates Deputy David Silverio, Gregory Rodriguez, how many Rodriguez's can there be, who were placed on paid administrative leave after the incident. Sheriff Alex Villanueva, I'm sure I butchered that, has repeatedly downplayed the importance of tattooed deputy groups within the LA law enforcement ranks, calling them a new cultural norm. All right. Well, Daily Stormer has got the story. LA Times has got the story. You can go there and read it for yourself. But yeah, and this, like I said, I did a little research on this because I was so, well, you know, I'm so jaded. I don't, shock is probably too, you know, is probably over exemplifies the way I felt. But I did find a couple of different sources. This thing dates back actually a year to the day, actually, from yesterday. So this has all been known about. There is a large gang, criminal gang that runs the LA law enforcement. And apparently this is the new norm. For those of you, and I know a few of you have said it over the years, that the Turner Diaries aren't coming true. But please read that story and tell me it's not. Come on. So, unbelievable. We are doomed as a society if we do not take drastic steps to change things in this country. And I'm not talking about going down and voting for the latest Republican that's going to sell us out as soon as he gets to Washington, D.C. And I've got the sellout story coming up. Just wait. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just do it right now. Listen to this. This is the problem. This right here is why the political process is a laughable joke. Okay, a laughable joke is the political process in America today. GOP legislators, remember GOP, that's the grand old party, that's the Republocrats. 140 this past week now voted for a bill drafted by business groups and Democrats, yep, which provides a green card giveaway to 300,000 Indian contract workers and dramatically increases the incentives for more Indian graduates to take college graduate jobs in the United States. The 365-65 vote means the bill moves to the Senate, where GOP senators are pushing a matching giveaway bill, which is backed by Democrat senator and presidential hopeful Senator Kamala Harris. Only 57 of the 197 GOP legislators and only 8 Democrats present voted against the giveaway. The GOP's House leader, Representative Kevin McCarthy, voted for the giveaway to the Indian outsourcing workers. So, you know, this is just takes jobs from the native population. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, Mexican, you're a legal citizen of the United States. This is just more, you know, we're not underpopulated. We don't need legal or illegal immigration into this country. This is all working. And you get all these 300,000 Indians here, you've just got more multiculturalism. So, there's no solution when you're governed by nothing but sold out traitors to the native population. And when we get on to the census question, I'm gonna tell you what they want to make you. I'll just go ahead and tell you what you want. You know what they want to make you? They want to make you not a citizen but a resident. Wherever you live, that you're part of that country. This is what the globalist initiative is. Do away with citizenship, and everybody's just a resident. Last night on the Cuckold News, they were showing all these supposed protests nationwide against the supposed million that have already been through the process, you know, and they've been, a judge has ruled that they are to be deported, and there's all of this, you know, they only tell one side of the story. All these hard working illegal aliens that are here, you know, just the backbone of the economy. I never talk about the driving wrong way, drunk driving, killing people, the 14 people a day killed by illegal aliens. There's never any of that side of the story, never any of the mayhem. Yeah, I've got the story. They're talking about in some cities now there's going to be a 10% increase in their school system just because of the flood that's happened since Donald Trump became president. Some school districts are going to have a 10% increase. You know, the Supreme Court ruled in the early 80s that if someone's here illegally, we have to educate their children. Their children can go to public schools. That's an incentive not to have illegal aliens, but obviously if that was the Supreme Court ruled on that in the early 80s, it's not been effective as a deterrent for the native population to quit allowing this massive influx. Well, how do we stop it? We've never voted for multiculturalism. We've never voted for this demographic destruction. We've never had a choice because we don't have a representative form of government. We've got it used to be a closet tyranny. Now it's a mask off in your face tyranny. And if you don't believe it, just look around. You know, if you don't believe it, just look at the laws they're putting in place. I've got the story. We're going to be coming up on it here after the break. Jewish group calls on Congress to make Holocaust education mandatory in the United States. And guess what? That bunch of super cucks in Washington, D.C. will run into the congressional halls to pull the lever and vote for that. You just hide and watch and see. But first, let's get to the woke. Paul Craig Roberts. Title of, and he wrote several great articles. I printed several. I don't have time to just read you Paul Craig Roberts, but PaulCraigRoberts.org is the website. I urge you to check it out. He's putting out some good information. The obituary for Western civilization can now be written. Amen, my brother. Here is a video of one of the migrant gangs that have been welcomed into Europe sticking a pistol barrel into the mouth of a male Swedish teenager and ordering him to dance. Yeah, I saw the video. It's sickening. Having been taught that it is racist and perhaps a crime to oppose invaders from the third world, instead of fighting back, the Swedish teenager complies and accepts like a good European male. The humiliation, of course. All of these decadent European countries have gun control laws, but nevertheless, the recent invaders are armed. I have heard nothing from the gun control lobby about disarming them. Try to imagine what would happen to a Swede who stuck a gun barrel into the mouth of a privileged invader. No chance of that. The spirit of the Viking is stone dead in Scandinavia. The cowards even look the other way when their women are being gang raped. Whoa, Paul Craig Roberts. The gangs of the invaders are so aggressive because they can sense that there is no fight in the people whose countries they have invaded. They also know that for members of the core white populations to resist them constitutes racism and a hate crime against a privileged migrant. White girls as young as 10 are being subjected to gang rapes. The authorities no longer collect statistics on migrant crime. It is considered racist to do so. Scandinavian women are discouraged from reporting their rapes by privileged migrants, as complaints against migrant crime is a form of racism, and the politicians are afraid of being known as a racist country. We have witnessed the resurrection of the ancient English aristocratic practice of first night, the privilege of the Lord having the right to break in the bride for the groom. Yeah. Do you remember all those photos and news report videos of all those? And he says this all through this article, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but the first word of it is dumb, and the second word of it starts with an S and has four letters. All these photos and news reports of these dumb European women with banners welcoming the overrunning of their European countries by the invaders. They were paid by George Soros for the orchestration designed to silence the protest of nationalists at the invasion of their countries. A goodly number of these dumb women have now been raped by those they were paid to welcome. I suppose we can dismiss it as a new variant of prostitution. Pay me and I will accommodate my rapist. Very few of the crimes of the privileged invaders against their dumb European victims are reported because they are suppressed both by the political authorities and the media, which fears being called racist more than the prostitutes fear death itself. But the few accounts that do get reported show that Europeans are being subjugated by the third world invaders who do not need to use weapons or military force because the self-doubt and self-incrimination of white peoples makes them unable to resist. White people permitted their corrupt governments to commit all kinds of crimes against other countries. As these crimes come to light, people of European stock feel guilty and unworthy because they have a moral conscience, unlike those who are overrunning them. If you want to understand how the psychology works that has doomed the white race, read The Camp of the Saints. This novel is our present and our future. It is the most prescient novel ever written. Indeed, it is totally accurate prediction of the future. Perhaps identity politics is correct. The days of the whites are over. The days of the white people brainwashed into cowardice and impotence are at an end. The Americans and their empire are incapable of self-defense. All white Gentiles can do is attack Israel's enemies for Israel, thus multiplying the crimes of the whites and the association of guilt that has destroyed our once vigorous people who made the modern world with all its faults and advantages. Wow. Coming up on a great break. Whoa, Paul Craig Roberts.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio, running down the insane news of the week. How about the obituary for Western civilization can now be written? I watched the video. Yeah, the kid there got the gun in the mouth and was forced to dance. I mean, this is what the sellout traitors that run the governments of the United States and the European countries have done to the native population. I mean, this is high crimes. This is complete treason. And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I don't know how many people have any grasp on what is really happening. I know the RBN audience does. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about just the normies out here. But we are in heap big trouble, people. Heap big trouble, especially when you listen to these idiotic buffoons that are running for president. And this is what we're going to get, you know, for sure, with the demographic destruction in full swing and these super cucks and traitors letting illegal aliens vote, how dim a future do we actually have? It's like the dark, okay? How about this? I'm sure everyone knows this. I mean, this is big news, right? Big news is what you would expect your news media to cover, but we know why they don't, and we know who owns them, and we know why we get the news that we get. Here we go. How about this for a headline? J.P. Morgan Chase caught trafficking $1 billion in cocaine. Forbes ran this story, okay? Forbes. In one of the largest drug busts in U.S. history, federal authorities in Philadelphia seized nearly 20 tons of cocaine worth about $1 billion. Ken says about $1.3 billion. He's aware of it. Were seized from a ship when it arrived in Packer Marine Terminal in Philadelphia on June 17th. The ship, called the MSC Gain, is operated by Switzerland-based Mediterranean Shipping Company, but it was financed by a transportation strategy fund run by J.P. Morgan's asset management arm. Six crew members aboard the MSC Gain have been arrested, charged with knowingly and intentionally conspiring to possess more than 5 kilograms of cocaine. I guess they did have more than 5 kilograms. According to the Justice Department, the ship was flying under the flag of Liberia, a country in West Africa, according to a online vessel trafficking website. $1 billion worth of cocaine is really a large amount of cocaine. I think that probably banks shouldn't be allowed to traffic in drugs, just as a general rule. And I think that when they get caught trafficking in drugs, there should probably be consequences. But we all know that they won't be. Anyway, I just wanted to get that one in quick because, I mean, it is just unbelievable. The news that is reported and unreported in America. All right, here we go. I tell you what, I'll hang on to that till after the break so I'm not in the middle of it. This past week, Kamala Harris, taking aim at the racial wealth gap in the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, proposed a $100 billion program to help black families buy homes. Speaking at the Essence Festival in New Orleans on Saturday, Harris said the program would help with down payments and other costs associated with purchasing homes. Free money, more money, more money, more money. The program, she estimated, would help 4 million families who live or rent in historically redlined areas, or those where loans are often refused because borrowers are seen as poor financial risk. Well, I think we've seen through the banking industry that if you make a bunch of loans to people that can't pay them back, well, then what happens? Well, by golly, the U.S. government comes riding in like the cavalry, all wearing a bunch of white hats, and they let the taxpayers bail out the banks to the tune of untold trillions, and we don't know who got the money, how much, or why. Here we go again. All of the money that's been spent since the Civil Rights Act, all the welfare, all the health care, all of the imprisonment that society's had to do, all of the leg up, affirmative action, discrimination in the job hiring process. Now, instead of having a merit-based, giving minorities, which are, they may be a minority in the United States, but they're not a minority in the world population. The white race is the minority in the world population, but we're supposed to give everyone a leg up, foot the bill, but it's never enough. So here, Kamala Harris, who I call Camel Harris sometimes, the debt is just skyrocketing out of control under Donald Trump, which is fine. I couldn't care less at this point. In fact, burn, baby, burn, okay? But these giveaways, it's buying of votes, essentially. I've got the story here. We're going to get to it all of them's got their big giveaway. This is hers. We're going to give, essentially, what we're going to give black people free housing. Well, I thought they already had free housing. I mean, we got projects around here. They're all full. I guess we need more. But would give grants of $25,000 to family with incomes of up to $100,000. You're making $100,000? Oh, you're black. Here's $25,000 free.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. You know, we talk about what does the people know? Why is there not a mass awakening? Why are people putting up with this BS? You know, there is one voice out there, and I play it, you know, I play one every week, Tucker Carlson. I've got about a 3-minute Tucker Carlson that aired this past week. And to think that this is going out to millions of people and, you know, we don't see or hear much of anything as far as any movement that has the possibility of of coming together to affect any change. I mean, so many people is invested in thinking that Trump's going to somehow, you know, and I know the sweeps are supposed to start tomorrow. I would never have announced that. I'd just done it. But, you know, if I had been president, if I was president, a lot of things would have done been done. There would be quite a few people that would have been already liberated to the next world. But let's play Tucker Carlson. I think everyone will enjoy this. Video one, please, Ken. Thank you.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lecturing us about the weather again. Flash floods in D.C. on Monday, she said, weren't an act of God. No, they were the fault of Republicans for not passing her Green New Deal and giving her full power over the American economy. Just one problem with that, though. Actual scientists disagree with her read on that. We'll talk to one just ahead. But first tonight, quick, here's a quiz for you. How many foreign nationals are living in the United States right now? Just kidding. It's a trick question. Nobody knows the answer. Could be 10 million, could be 50 million. We'd just be guessing. Pretty embarrassing for a supposedly advanced country not to know who lives within its borders. But honestly, we have no idea. For the last 2 years, the Trump administration has been trying to fix that by including a simple citizenship question on the 2020 census. Democrats hate the idea, of course. If voters actually knew how many non-citizens lived in the United States, they might be less enthusiastic about giving free health care to illegal aliens. So last month, liberals on the Supreme Court threw up roadblocks to adding the citizenship question to the census. The attorney general, though, this week seemed confident it's going to happen anyway. Watch.
We've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
A large majority of Americans agree with that. So does the United Nations. There's nothing inherently weird or controversial about asking if someone's a citizen of a country. Every nation has a right to know that. 10 previous censuses in the United States have asked about citizenship, by the way, including the long-form census in 2000. Back when Bill Clinton was president, that was less than 20 years ago. Nobody at the time claimed it was unconstitutional to ask about citizenship because it was not unconstitutional, and it still is not. The Constitution hasn't changed. What has changed is the Democratic Party. Suddenly they're telling us it's illegal for the government to ask if you're a citizen or not. Why? You know why. The same reason they give for objecting to everything. It's racist!
The citizenship question is motivated by racial and partisan reasons. It has no business in something that's supposed to be neutral, almost boring.
This is political motivation, Mr. This is very racialized. This is because you don't want communities like mine being represented here in this chamber equally.
This is not about whether or not I want to know who is a citizen in the United States or not. I want to know about the racism that and the very disturbing history that we're seeing here. That's what I want to know.
This is about keeping, you know, make America, you know, this hat, make America white again.
They're such liars. At some point, words like these lose their power and their meaning from misuse. It's utterly absurd, of course, but it's also entirely fake, like most of their temper tantrums. Do what I want or I'll call you a racist. That's always their threat. How long will people fall for it? How long will Republicans in Congress be intimidated by it? There's nothing racial about a citizenship question, obviously. A question like that would apply to everyone, whether they're Honduran or Norwegian or Congolese or Korean. It doesn't matter. It's literally colorblind. Not that the Democrats care. The Democrat Party is not interested in stopping racism. What they want is power. Shut up and obey, they're telling you. Don't ask questions about what's happening in your country. You're not allowed to know.
All right, there you have it. And those politicians that were speaking there, it was Butt Egg, Kamala Harris, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that, you know, anywhere she goes, there should be men in white suits with nets to try to catch this delusional, deranged imbecile. And then the last one, you probably could tell by that slurred speech that sounded like, you know, some drunk after drinking a fifth of liquor, Fulosi, Nancy Pelosi. So there you have it. I mean, and they, racism, I would have never thought, you know, I would have never thought every way you turn, if you oppose any of this cultural Marxist communist agenda, while you're a racist. But yet all these people in these other countries want to come across the border and live here with all of us dirty, rotten racists, you know, and the same thing with European countries. Moving on, here it comes. RT had to go to Russia today to get the story, of course. Jewish group calls on Congress to make Holocaust education mandatory in U.S. schools. The same thing's happening in the North Carolina legislature. Just so you know, the World Jewish Congress, remember them, is pushing U.S. lawmakers to make Holocaust education mandatory in all schools, citing statistics from a 2018 poll revealing half of millennials can't name a single Nazi concentration camp. Got to make sure that the youth know this version, their version of history. The World Jewish Congress started a petition calling on Congress to make Holocaust education mandatory in every school in the United States. And that petition has garnered over 8,500 signatures so far. The petition points to a rise in anti-Semitism and warns that the horrors of the Holocaust are fading from our collective memory, especially amongst millennials. It refers to statistics found in the 2018 Holocaust Knowledge and Awareness Study, which surveyed 1,350 Americans age 18 and over, and found only 49% of millennials and 45% of adults could even name a concentration camp ghetto in Europe during the Holocaust. It also revealed that 41% of millennials think the number of Jews killed in the Holocaust was about 2 million rather than the 6 million. The Never Again Education Act, that's the name of it, would create a grant program run by the Department of Education to provide teachers with training and tools to teach students about the Holocaust and the repercussions that hate and intolerance have on our society. The bill was introduced in January by Representative Carolyn Maloney. After failing to be enacted at a previous session of Congress, California, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island have already passed laws requiring schools to teach students about the Holocaust. North Carolina is well on its way. But so I just wanted to get that in. This is the agenda. I mean, you know, you can see when you find what that they all go along with. See, the Republicans and the Democrats, they'll pass that. That's going to be the law. If they don't get it through the federal government, they'll just get through the state government. Doesn't really matter. But I just wanted to get that in quickly so that everyone would be aware, and keep an eye on that, because this is vitally important. Of all the problems we've got, you know, we're $21 trillion past bankrupt. We're being invaded from the South by the third world. We're having drag queen story hour. You know, I noticed that women's team, a soccer team that won the, the world women's soccer champion or whatever, which, of course, they find a flaming libtard and make a media hero out of her, whatever that, I guess, that one lesbian with the purple hair, pink hair, whatever. I haven't paid Rapinoe or something, but I haven't paid that much attention to it. But I noticed there was no transgender men. Is the transgender men excluded from world soccer play? Is it just the United States and European country thing that has to put up with that ridiculous foolishness? You know, is it not going to go full swing? Are we not going to have men on the women's soccer team for all to see from America? I mean, we should, right? I don't know. How does that happen? Well, when you think you've heard all the political correct silliness you could ever hope to hear, here comes some more. Country rock band Confederate Railroad has been barred from performing at an Illinois state fair because of its use of the Confederate flag, setting off a firestorm by Southern Illinois fans who believe they're under Chicago's liberal thumb of political correctness. Well, you are. The band was scheduled to appear August 27th at the Duquoin State Fair, but Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration canceled the appearance last week. The administration's guiding principle is that the state of Illinois will not use state resources to promote symbols of racism. Pritzker's spokeswoman said, "Symbols of hate cannot and will not represent the values of the land of Lincoln." The logo for the Grammy-nominated band, known for its acoustic ballads, features a steam engine from which waves dual Confederate Navy Jacks, whose stars and bars are the most widely recognized symbol of the Confederacy. The flare-up, 87 miles southeast of St. Louis, rekindles a centuries-old rift in Illinois. Blah, 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 blah. I wanted to get to the... Charlie Daniels, a whole bunch of people has been weighing in on this, how completely ridiculous it is. Confederate Railroad frontman Danny Shirley said in a statement Tuesday that the news was very disappointing, as we've played the fair before. He thanked supportive fans, and he dissuaded his fans from asking Restless Heart and Shenandoah, who are still scheduled to, not to ask them to not perform. So anyway, there you have Confederate Railroad. And the governor went on, I had two different stories, the governor went on to say that, you know, they didn't even want a band to play that had the word Confederate in its name or used the Confederate flag imagery. So just like the Dukes of Hazzard, it's all being taken away. The people, you know, if you buy the ticket and you want to go see the band, what business of that is any politician? You know, if people didn't like it, they wouldn't go, Governor, you know. But you want to be the arbitrator, and you want to censor everything, but because you're a good little politically correct lapdog prostitute, and you want to forbid other people because of the horror that it would be if people paid their money and then had to see, oh, the name of this band's Confederate Railroad. Most people know where they're going when they pay good money to hear a band. It's political crap. None of us voted for this insanity. None of us agreed to play pretend that men are women. This insanity is being rammed down our throats. The stupidity. But actually, it is a deliberate, it's been incremental, but now it's full steam ahead. But it is a deliberate destruction of any morality in this country. We've seen the destruction of the nuclear family. We're seeing the destruction, the purposeful destruction of all of our heritage and our history and our culture as a white race. Casey's had several updates on the Drag Queen Story Hour there. North Idaho Exposed is the YouTube channel. I haven't had time to really do my due diligence on that aspect of it, but you know that it is in full swing ahead, as we should all expect. A Florida high school principal was removed from his job and reassigned Monday after writing in an email to a parent that he couldn't say the Holocaust is a factual historical event. The decision to remove the principal came amid a firestorm of criticism after he had apologized and even spent a few days in the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. Principal William Lapson of Spanish River Community High School in Palm Beach County was removed from his position, at least temporarily, school officials say. The county superintendent and school board could take further action, they said. Legislators in the state have also called for Latson to be fired. Oh, the horror! And the episode caught the attention of Jeffrey Feingold, chair of the Republican Jewish Coalition. How many of these are they? Who was appointed by President Trump in May to serve as a member of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council. Feingold called the school system Monday, and Frank A. Barbary, Jr., chair of the school board of Palm Beach County, said, he told me that there is no room anywhere in any school system on the planet for an anti-Semite. The controversy erupted over statements Latson made to a parent who had emailed him asking about the Holocaust education at the school, which has a large Jewish population. The Palm Beach County school system has included Holocaust education at all grade levels. Yeah. Barbary said, and is one of those few school districts that has a curriculum administrator dedicated solely dedicated to Holocaust studies. This story goes on to say what really happened was, in the email exchange with a parent, this Latson said that, you know, much to his demise, he said that he had never really looked into it, but he did know that various people had varying opinions on what really happened, and that he was not alive at the time. I'm giving you a summary, and that, you know, he didn't know exactly all of the factual information. He was very, very kind of middle of the road. He was trying not to get pinned down in any way, shape, or form about it. Then he apologized. They continued to burn him at the stake. So then he went and spent 2 days, not just one, but 2 days at the Holocaust Museum, trying to obviously save his job and his position. And all of that groveling, all of that boot licking, it's never enough. It's never enough. So he's well on his way to being fired. He went on to say, "I regret that the verbiage that I used when responding to an email message from a parent 1 year ago, may I add, did not accurately reflect my professional and personal commitment to educating all students about the atrocities of the Holocaust." County officials asked him to voluntarily step down. When he didn't, they reassigned him Monday, said officials in the school system who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak about the incident. By Monday afternoon, Latson was not pictured on the school website. The school board released a message, a statement. "Mr. Latson made a grave error in judgment in the verbiage he wrote in an email stating, 'I can't say the Holocaust is a factual historical event because I am not in a position to do so as a school district employee.' In addition to being offensive, the principal's statement is not supported by either the school district administration or school board." How dare he have his own opinion? How dare he say that he don't really have the ability to accurately say what happened, you know, what, 75 years ago? Well, he must be fired. He should be, I don't know, maybe he should be tarred and feathered, you know, for not touting the correct political narrative. My God, how did we get in this kind of shape in this country? Coming up on a break, you listen to the Alternative Media Fan. Be taking phone calls later in the second hour. Back in moments.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
In the studio, this is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Yeah, I believe Epstein is a Mossad agent. No one seems to know how he made these. This is multi-billion dollars if you look at what he's got. And Clinton, you know, put out a statement. He had only flew on the Lolita Express, I think he said two or three times. We know it's 26 times. And, you know, I don't care if Trump's involved in this, so be it. I couldn't care less at this point. But I wanted to make mention, there's a story now on lawandcrime.com. Yeah. Baron gets around, don't he? What's the deal with the bizarre temple-like structure on Jeffrey Epstein's private island? The latest buzz about Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking case regards a temple-like structure on his private island. And this thing looks like the Kaaba at Mecca, Saudi Arabia. An island he calls Little St. Jeff's, but one St. Thomas locals called Pedophile Island or Orgy Island. It's on his 72-acre island that Epstein allegedly ferried in young women on a boat named the Lady Ghislaine. Epstein's friend and former partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, is a British socialite who has been accused of acting as Epstein's madam. I just wanted to get that in because all these people are a bunch of pedophile fags, and people... people seem to forget. Do you remember the 1983 congressional page scandal? That's right. They had to raise the age of the pages because the fag congressman was having sex with underage boys. 1983 congressional page scandal. Remember old Barney Skank? I mean, Barney Frank, remember him? The homosexual congressman who his live-in lover was running a prostitution ring right out of Barney Skank's apartment. But don't worry about it. They had hearings, and they said that Barney Skank didn't know anything about it. He was just a male prostitution ring was run out of his apartment. But, I mean, who would know what's going on in their own house? Yeah, it sounds plausible. Remember the Franklin cover-up? Yeah, that's a big one. They all said it was a hoax, of course, but so they also say that the Protocols of Zion is a hoax as well. Isn't that right? And then remember old Podesta. You could about look at him and tell that he was some kind of pedophile sycophant, right? I mean, he had to look for sure. The spirit cooking and Pizzagate. I mean, it just goes on and on. Then the Catholic Church and all the homosexual big faggot priest and that scandal that's all been covered up the best they could. I mean, you had to pry that thing open with a crowbar to get the papacy to admit to what was going on there. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Then Jim Traficant, you know, he's railroaded into jail on them trumped up bribery charges, but all this sycophant homosexual prostitution and pedophilia, well, she just gets about the old slap on the wrist here in the United States, doesn't it? And now they drag out Epstein after they fair and square whitewashed that whole bunch of pedophilia, you know, years ago. And they're dredging it back up now, and I find the timing of that to be extremely suspect. But who knows? I don't care who he implicates. You know, as long as it's the truth. Now, they may tell Epstein, hey, we're going to give you 5 years here, but you've got to implicate Trump. You know, you got to lie. You got to make up stuff. We're going to take Trump down as a pedophile or something like that. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, when you're dealing with the sickest bunch of lying traitors that could ever be produced in the history of mankind, anything can fly, you know? You're talking about the scum of the God-blessed earth. We're coming up on top of the hour. Kevin Alfred Strom, 5 minutes of Strom. Then we're going to be taking phone calls soon. 1-800-313-9443. Give me 5 minutes. Back in moments.
Blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a short term of innocence.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.